Yud Ches Elul, 2nd of September, Rabbi David Roberts, Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah.
Morning.
Good morning.
In the 1920s, the first time that the Ponovitch Rav, Zichrono Livracha, went to South Africa to raise funds for the Ponovitch Yeshiva, and as is well known, he built up a very substantial donor base there. He went to his Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, before he went, and he asked the Chofetz Chaim, he said, what should I tell the Yidden in South Africa? What should be my message to them? Because not only would he go, of course, to raise funds, but to give them chizuk. And with what perhaps can only be described as some level of Ruach HaKodesh of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim told him, he said, Zog zei as his gring to machen tshuva. Tell them that it's easy to do tshuva. It is the Atzas HaYetzer that tells us that tshuva is this monster that is so incredibly difficult to do. Tell them it's easy, it's leicht, it's gring, it's easy to do tshuva. As the Ramban learns, pshat in the pasuk, ki ha-mitzvah hazois, lo nifle yisim imcha v'le rechoyka, hi ki koroi ve'lecha adova ma'oid, v'ficha u'bilavavcha la'asoysoi. It's koroi ve'lecha, it's natural to you, it's easy. And it's incredible to see, all these decades later, the prescience of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, whereby perhaps nowhere else in the world did the Tshuva movement, and this is long, long before the concept of a Baal Tshuva was known, in the 1920s, and how it found fertile soil perhaps in South Africa more than anywhere else, to the point that today a South African Baal Tshuva is virtually a cliché. They took the Chofetz Chaim's lesson to heart. It's like it's easy to do tshuva. But the problem is, I don't understand. I don't understand the Chofetz Chaim. Because, is it really so easy to do tshuva? I speak to myself. Is it so easy? Am I able to stand here a year later, just before Rosh Hashanah, and have I changed fundamentally? Have I managed to do tshuva? Perhaps one can ask. That experience perhaps shows otherwise. So what is pshat in the Heilige words of the Chofetz Chaim? Let's use that as our basis for trying to understand today the Avoida, or one incredibly important aspect of the Avoida of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a very strange Yom Tov. It's a strange Yom Tov. Yom Teruah, the Torah tells us it's Yom Teruah. There's no mention, of course, of it being Yom Adin. And perhaps more importantly, now that Chazal have revealed to us and we know that it is Yom HaDin, and the severity of the Din, of the divine scrutiny, how come therefore, unlike other Yomim Tovim, where we always have a mitzvah, how do you access Cheirus on Pesach? Through Achilas Matzah, through the Haggadah, the mitzvah of the Haggadah. On Sukkot, we have mitzvah, Shavuos a bit more complicated, okay? But if Rosh Hashanah is this incredibly important day, this Yom HaDin, how come therefore there does not appear to be, other than Shvisa Mimalacha, any mitzvahs, ma'asiyos that we have to do? And I can see you all raising your eyebrows, Shofar. Well, according to most, the mitzvah is Lishmaya Kol Shofar, is to listen. The mitzvah is to listen, is to stand passively and listen. All it requires is concentration. That's all it requires, a focus. That's all it requires. Of course, somebody's going to have to facilitate and blow shofar, and it has to be a Baruch Yuva, and it has to be a kosher shofar, and the blasts have to be right. But the mitzvah is lishmaya. So how do we approach this Yom HaDin with nothing other than the mitzvah of kol shofar? There is a well-known moshel, a medrash, which the Rabbeinu Yonah brings right at the beginning of Shari Tshuva. When he talks about Ro'as HaMis'acher Loshuv Mechetoi, what is so bad and so terrible about delaying doing Tshuva, and he brings a moshel Shame the Medrash, the Koheles Rabbah, which is difficult to understand. The moshel is as follows. Kapcha listim shechavshim ha-melech b'meis ha-surim, a well-known moshel, that there was a band of robbers who were imprisoned by the king, and one of them had the bright idea, and he tunneled, he managed to create a tunnel, and they all left this tunnel in the middle of the night, they all escaped, except for one person. Bo, sa, beis ha-soyar, the jailer comes, the prison warden comes the next morning, and he sees this big gaping hole in the side of the prison, and there's one meshugana, one nebuch, sitting there still. And he hits him, and he says to him, kshe yoim, you idiot! There's a gaping hole in the side of the prison. Why didn't you escape? Say Chazal, that is the problem with somebody who delays doing tshuva. The obvious question that all the mefarshim ask is, how exact is this moshel to the nimshel? Because this fellow belongs in prison. He did something wrong. Surely what he did was right by staying in jail. Because that's where he's paying his price, his debt to society, however you understand it. And therefore he belongs in jail. Surely he did the right thing by staying. How can that be a moshel for telling us that somebody has an opportunity? The whole, of course, in the moshel, is the opportunity that tshuva affords. What is the connection between the moshel and the nimshel? Come back to that. And let's talk of the title was Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. And of course, as you know, one doesn't say vidui on Rosh Hashanah, unless you think perhaps that there is no chiyuv tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. That is a fallacy. Not only, I looked around a little bit to see, and there are various makoros, not only is it one of the aseres yimei tshuva, which that alone should really suffice to tell us that it is one of the days of tshuva, but there are lashonos in Chazal, which indicate very clearly, and I'll just read out one, the Avudram brings one, he brings a medrash, we have different lashonos in the midrashim. The asisem oila, she'im ha'odam oise tshuva b'reish hashona, ma'ala lov ha'kodesh baruch hu kilu achshav nasa ba'olam. There is clearly an inyan of doing tshuva on Reish Hashanah. And the question is a simple one. If there is a chiyuv tshuva on Reish Hashanah, and it stands to reason, it makes sense, if this is the Yom Adin, surely then that it would make sense to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. How come, therefore, it is possible? How can it be possible to do tshuva without vidui? Vidui is one of the integral components of tshuva, and the Rambam lays down four components of tshuva: aziva sachet, charota, kabbalah lahaba, and vidui. And these are seemingly non-negotiable. And if there is a chiyuv tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, how come vidui? We very deliberately and specifically are told that we don't say vidui on Rosh Hashanah. Some even miss out. There's minhagim, we don't even say avinu malkeinu, we don't even say chatanu lefanecha. So there's obviously something else going on over here. In order to understand this, and really try and reveal a really important approach to our avodah on Rosh Hashanah, we have to be a little bit technical and look through the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Because he goes through Hilchos Tshuva in a very interesting order, and we know we have a Kabbalah and to risk after all, that the way the Rambam lays things out is done with incredible precision. And we're going to look at the first three prokim of Hilchos Tshuva, and to try and understand what the Rambam is saying over here. So the first Perek Aleph, he talks about, and we'll come to some of the diukim in a minute, in the first, in Halacha Aleph, he lays out in quite simple terms the imperative for tshuva. He then, for the rest of the perek, discusses what is known, the Gemara in Yuma, the Dalet Chiluke Kapara, the different levels of obligation of doing tshuva, depending on the severity of the Avera. In Perek Beis, he talks about, he then goes back and examines in more detail what tshuva is, and indeed, again, time doesn't permit, but he talks about tshuva gemura, and eizei hi hatshuva, and darkei hatshuva, and in Perek Beis, he discusses Yom HaKippurim. Afal pi shatshuva yitzokel ayom, Yom HaKippurim huzman tshuva l'chol yochid ul'arabim u'keitz mechilu slichel Yisrael. That's in Perek Beis. In Perek Gimel, he talks about the Hagdara, and we'll come back to this, the Hagdara of Tzadik, of Russia, and what it means and how you decide who and what you are. And then in Perek Gimel he brings Tekiyas Shofar and that which goes with it. which seems to be an interesting order. Let's try and look at some of the diukim in the Rambam and try and uncover and reveal, and I should really say that a lot of this is based on thoughts from Moshe Shapiro Shlita. So the first is a well-known Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam says as follows. Everybody, anybody, any Yid who does an Aveira, Keshe Yase Tshuva. When he does Teshuva, Chayiv Lehis V'yoshuv Mecheta. He says actually two things. When a person does Teshuva, a person, Chas V'Shalom, was over an Aveira, Keshe Yase Tshuva. When he does Tshuva, Chayiv Lehis Vados, there is an obligation of Vidui. Which would seem to indicate, and the Minchas Chinuch learns Pshat in the Rambam, that there is no chiyuv of tshuva per se, but when a person does tshuva, there is a chiyuv of vidui. That's a famous Minchas Chinuch. Everybody's familiar with this Minchas Chinuch. But it's a problematic Minchas Chinuch. Why? For a number of reasons. First of all, at a mitzvah hasvara, to say that there is no chiyuv tshuva, but if you do tshuva, then all of a sudden the chiyuv kicks in on the basis of something which itself is not a chiyuv, is a difficult thing to understand mitzad asvara. And furthermore, as all the mefarshim ask, in the psicha to Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam writes, mitzvah saseh achas v'hu sheyoshuv mecheta lifnei Hashem v'yisvadeh. So at the very least, the tshuva, even if you want to divide it into two, at the very least, there is thus appear to be a level of a chiyuv of tshuva. So what is going on? Famous Gemara that I'm sure everybody is aware of, oft quoted, Gemara Kiddushin Memtes, where the Gemara says, "Hamakadosh isha al menos she'ani tzadik gomor." Somebody is makadosh a woman on the understanding, on the specific understanding that he is a tzadik gomor. He's a tzadik. Says the Gemara, "Afilu rosha gomor." Even if he's a rosha gomor, mekudeshes. We have to be chayash at least for the kiddushin. Sofik, we have to give a get misofik. Why? Shema hirer tshuva. Maybe he was maharer tshuva. So what? Even if he was Mahara Tshuva, even if he were Mahara Tshuva, but the Rambam lays down as being non-negotiable that there are other conditions, most notably Vidui, but even Vidui is not enough. There's no question that this fellow said Vidui. Was he Mekabel Lahabar? Did he undertake to be as proper as Ziva Sachet? Probably not. Very likely not. And certainly there was no Vidui. So how can that help? How can we be Chayesh? How can we be concerned that maybe there is a Kiddushin here just because he was... maybe he was Mahara Tshuva in his head. So the Minchas Chinuch debates this backwards and forwards, and he comes out with the following interesting conclusion, which we want to elaborate on a little bit. And he says as follows. He divides this parasha up a little bit, and he says, there is a notion, and we'll come back to this in a little bit more detail soon, time permitting. He says that as far as Kapara is concerned, as far as absolving us from an Aveira, as far as being Mesakein the Ovar is concerned, of course, all these bits of Tshuva are non-negotiable and they're indispensable. But insofar as being a Rosha or a Tzaddik is concerned, what did this fellow say? He said, Hariyam Kadesh Asli Almanos She'ani Tzaddik, that I am a Tzaddik, that you can do in an instant. And that's the big Chiddush over here. Vidui, of course, is ma'akev in kapara, but a tzaddik, you could be considered a tzaddik. Let's go on a little bit, let's come back to this and give this a bit more depth shortly. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, when he talks about Tkiyas Shofar, famous Rambam, everybody knows the Rambam. Afal pishat Tkiyas Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosim, even though the Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a gzeiras hakosim. But there is a remez. What is the remez? The remez is, wake up! Uri yishene mishnaschem! Wake up! Hakitzu mitardu maschem, chipsu maseichem, chizru b'tshuva. By the way, that's also Madrik in the Rambam, there's a chiv b'tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Chizru b'tshuva. On Rosh Hashanah, you're standing there, you're listening, there is chizru b'tshuva. Who are these people? People who forget the MS, Bahavli Azman, they begin to lose focus and lose clarity. Wake up, fine. Lefichach, therefore, says the Rambam, you therefore need to see yourself throughout the week, throughout the year, as if you are sort of on a knife edge, and therefore, and one should do, and if you do one mitzvah, you can be machriya yourself to being on the side of a tzaddik, and therefore, because of this, says the Rambam, No hagu kol beis Yisrael leharbois tzedaka umasim toivim velasek b'mitzvus meirosh hashanah ad yom kippur. Because the Shofar tells us, wake up and change your whole, the direction of your life. And if you do mitzvahs, you'll be machriya yourself in the kavs achus. Therefore, there's a nohag kol beis Yisrael to be marbe b'tzedaka mitzvus umaisim toivim in these aseres hayomim. And the Lecha Mishnah learns clearly that's the pshat. Mipneisha b'shofar mazhirin b'reish hashonah l'chapis b'maisav lokach be'elo hayomim. There's only one problem. I thought teshuvah requires vidui and aziva sachet and kabbalah l'habah. Both help us. What's it going to help you to do a few extra mitzvahs? It's very nice. But how's that going to help you? If the imperative of the tshuva, if the call of the shofar is chizru b'tshuva, then how does it help you to do a few extra mitzvahs? Vos helft us. The Rambam has already laid down very clearly in Perek Aleph and in Perek Beis that there are halachas of tshuva. Charota, vidui, etc. He doesn't say mipnei in yitzeh, therefore we should do vidui throughout that sarisim tshuva. We should be makabo, we should be azivas. He doesn't say any of that. So clearly, we begin to sense that there's something important going on over here. A number of horrors one could... I'm going to cut it short. I think a habit of running out of time here. So I'm going to cut short some of the horrors. But one more very quickly, in Perek Zayin. Very interesting. After the Rambam is laid out in Hilchas Tshuva, as you know, many of the Yesodos of Hashkofa are laid out by the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, so Bechira is one of them. And after he's laid out the whole concept, the very basic axiom of free will, he says, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, he says, Hoyel Rishus Kol Adam Nesuna Loi Kamei Shebiyaru. Since a person has Rishus, we have free will. Therefore, Yishtadel Adam La'asus Teshuva. A person should endeavor to do tshuva. Fascinating lashon. Yishtadel adam la'aseh tshuva. A person should endeavor to do tshuva. Ulizvavis bepiv mechatov v'lina v'lina kapov mechatov. Why? What do you mean why? Because there's a chayv of tshuva. There is a mitzvah of tshuva. Well, there's the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah is vidya, but there's a mitzvah. No. Hoy yilurushus kol adam. Because a person has. Now that we've laid out, there is a concept of bechira. Rishus kol adam, therefore yishtadel, you should endeavor. Zom machanai yishtadlus. You know, that's what they say, these nice gentlemen come from Eretz Yisrael, when they visit me, they say, machanai yishtadlus. You know, help me out a bit. So yishtadel adam, what do you mean, there's a chiyuv? Why? And by the way, why? Kedei sheyomois v'hu ba'al teshuva. It's not a new phraseology, it's not a new term, ba'al teshuva. Kedei sheyomois. Why should he do this? In order that a person should die. V'hu ba'al teshuva. He is a ba'al teshuva. V'yizke l'chaye yo'ilam abo. We see clearly that there's something very strange going on over here. So, Rav Moshe Shapira's Masbir as follows. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Gimel. Maybe I'll actually explain it with another vault from Rav Moshe. He doesn't bring this in the same context, but it's another vault from him which fits in exactly, directly to this idea. I was trying to remember when I've said this in this forum before, but I couldn't remember. There are a number of questions, the Gemara says, that a person is asked immediately after they pass away. Before the din, before the general din. Kavato itim, la toira, tzipiso, li yeshua, nosato, nosato, ve'emuna. And the question Rav Moshe asks is, what is the purpose of these questions? Surely in the Olam HaEmes, a person has to give din v'cheshbon for every deed, every word, every thought. And therefore, what difference does it make to ask these questions? And the answer is, before, and although this is in the Olam HaEmes, we'll transpose this in a minute down to here and to Rosh Hashanah, but it's an incredibly important concept. Before the Beis Shel Malah dispense and decide the din and the cheshbon for every person on everything that they have done, and of course accountability is absolute, but there is first a more fundamental question that needs to be asked. Mi ata bichlal? Ver bistu? Who are you? This person first needs to be defined. Who are you? There are different types of yidden. There is a yid who is kaveya itim la Torah, and there is another creature altogether who's not Kaveh. He may learn, but he's not Kaveh Itim La Torah. There's a Yid who conducts their business dealings with integrity, and there's Chas V'Shalom a Yid who doesn't. And they are different creatures. And these are critical questions that define and determine your identity, who you are and what you are. See, peace on Yeshua, did you live with a yearning and an anticipation for the Geula HaAsida, or didn't you? And first we need to be Magdir, we need to be pigeonhole you. Who are you? And then, Klapei that, we will give you Din V'Cheshbon, depending on who you are. Of course there'll be accountability, but different people are held accountable at different levels depending on who and what they are. Using this idea, we now understand the Rambam in Perek Gimel. The Rambam in Perek Gimel starts off and says, everybody has mitzvahs, has zechuyos and averos. Misha zechuyos and yisteros al avinos, tzadik. If you have more mitzvahs than averos, you're a tzadik. Misha avinos and yisteros al zechuyos, a rasha. If you have more averos than mitzvahs, you're a rasha. Metzal, metzal, you're a beinani. Mechein ha-medina. Adam shavinos of merubim al zechuyos, and miyad hu meis barishay. Somebody who has more averos than mitzvahs dies immediately. Miyad hu meis barishay. The Ravid immediately asks on the Rambam. Meisim b'chol yoyim. We see people walking around who perhaps one can say, does that mean everybody we see alive has more mitzvahs than averus? Surely that can't be. And then within that context, the Rambam does two things. Again, I don't think time really permits. He throws in halacha gimel, he throws in a fascinating halacha which doesn't seem to belong here at all. That's the famous halacha of Toya al Rishonus, where a person can be mishenichem ala mitzvah she'osa. So what we're talking about over here, the ability to change your designation and your identity, which can be done instantaneously. And within that context, directly the next halacha says the Rambam afal pishat kiyash shoyfa b'reish ashom ezeiz hakosu. He's already dealt with the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, which he dealt with already in halacha beis, in Perek beis. Here in Halacha Gimel, in Perek Gimel, he deals with the tshuva of Rish, the imperative of tshuva of Rish Hashanah within the context of Tzadik V'Rosha. What does this mean? What this means is as follows. Before a person is born, says the Gemara, Nidal Amad Omad Beis, Ki Lisichra Kol Berech, Tishova Kol Loshe. That a person is made to make a shvua. Anybody's learned Tanya will know about this. Mashbi Inoisai. A person is made to make a shvur. You're about to go out into an Almud Shikra, and it's very easy to lose focus and to forget what the purpose of the entire endeavor is all about. Besides for the Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai to keep every single mitzvah, not to do every Avera, there is another shvur we make you make. Tehi Tzadik, be a Tzadik. The Altahi Rasha, don't be a Rasha. What does that mean? The Bali Musa explained. Because if you stop and think about it, what's a Beinoni? What is the mathematical, how mathematically implausible and improbable is it that a person is exactly on a knife edge? Even though, of course, as the Rambam says, Ein Sheiklin Ela B'Keil Deos, that it's a qualitative and it's not quantitative, but still, what is the likelihood that the Rabbeinu Shalom is looking at you and me at this point, at any point in time? What is the statistical likelihood? So much so that we say you should always think of yourself as a Beinoni. Why? What basis? It's so implausible, it's so improbable. The answer is very simple. Being a tzaddik is very simple. A tzaddik is who you are and what you are. A tzaddik is somebody whose primary focus is Olam Haba, whose primary focus and set of values is Ruchnias and Torah and Mitzvot. Of course, a tzaddik will occasionally do an Avera. Ein Odom tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yecheta. It's impossible. A Rasha is somebody who is primarily focused on Olam Hazeh, on hedonism, on what this world has to offer. He may daven as well. He may even learn. He may do mitzvahs. But his prime, if he's really, really honest with himself, who is he? What is he? Where is his focus? What are his primary set of values the majority of the time? A Rosh is somebody who's primarily focused on Olam Hazeh and everything it has to offer. A Tzaddik is the opposite. A Beinoni is so many people who vacillate from day to day, from hour to hour, from minute to minute. Occasionally, we're good and we're focused and we're really, this is what we want, and the learning and the davening is the ikka. And then occasionally we get swayed the other way. That's a Beinoni. It seems quite clear, therefore, that the din on Rosh Hashanah and the tshuva, there are two shlavim in tshuva. And we're not going to have time to answer all the questions, but if you think it through, that's exactly what's going on. On Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is chaveya when he is mechadesh the olam. He renews the world. And on that day, the anniversary of the inception of that project, Zayon Tchilas Ma'asecha, Zikoron Li Yom Rishon, He's koine avodov badin. What does that mean? He wants to know, who are you? And on the basis of who you are at that point in time, he allocates the resources that one needs. And if a person is decided that on Rosh Hashanah, as is, you see through the whole Rambam and Hilcha in Perek Gimel, within the context of being a tzaddik and being a rasha, that is the din on Rosh Hashanah. That is the tshuva. And that tshuva is the chiddush. It's such a chizuk. I'll show you some more rayas in a minute. That is instantaneous. Almanos sha mekadeshish almanos she ani tzaddik. Shemo hira. Maybe had a serious hira of tshuva. You can change your designation in an instant. It goes the other way around as well. You can be nicham on your mitzvahs chas v'shalom. You can be toya al arishonos, as the Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, and as Rambam explains, it doesn't mean that if chas v'shalom a person in a moment of madness disassociates himself from the mitzvahs that he did, that he no longer gets schar for those mitzvahs. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol beria. Of course you'll get schar for those mitzvahs. But in an instant you can change your designation, and all the more so on Rosh Hashanah, when that's what it's all about. Of course there is a shlav base of tshuva, which is heart. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim meant. Why did I forget to say it? That's what the Chofetz Chaim meant. And that's what being a Baal Teshuva at its heart means. It means shifting your focus, shifting your fundamental and primary set of values from that of secularism, from that of materialism, from that of Olam Hazeh, to being a person whose focus and whose goal is Olam Haba. They may need to get there. That is the chiyuv of Teshuva on Rosh Hashanah. And it's mefurish. It's mefurish. I had a slight disagreement with a certain Talmud Chacham about this, but I've since found it's mefurish both in the Tzavim of Nosson Vachfeigel and Rav Aaron Kotler, where he's mefurish this very, very clearly. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amad Beis, a famous Gemara, Ein Donin Es Ha'odom Ala Lefi Ma'asov Shalei Sasha. A person is only judged on the basis of where they are at that time. Shenemar Basher Hushav. And Rashi famously brings the Medrash. This is a reference to Yishmael. There's really a lot of Torah spoken about this, the question, the Marashah, the Sfasemus, and others question from Ben Sayer al-Mayra. That's maybe a story for another time. But the Rashi says over here, and that's the way the Rishonim seem to learn, that what do we mean when we say that a person is judged Basher Hushav? It is la'afuke, to exclude the future. Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Yishmael, doesn't deal with us on the basis of the future. For a whole variety of reasons. But he doesn't. Baruch Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, over here, he brings the Yerushalmi. And he brings a different pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Mehaikra. This concept that Ein Donin Es Ha'odom Ala Lefi Ma'asov Shalei Sasha'a, Mehaikra, is from a different pasuk, a pasuk in Iyov. Im Zoch V'yoshar Ha'yisa Ein Ksiv Kan, Elo Im Zoch V'yoshar Ata Achshav. The Rabbeinu Shalom judges us not in Zach v'Yoshar ha'yisa, whether you were Zach v'Yoshar, but whether Zach v'Yoshar ata achshav. In other words, what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, according to the Yerushalmi, is that Ein Donin Es Ha'odom Ala Lefi Ma'asov Shalei Sasha'a doesn't mean la'afuke, the future. It means la'afuke, the past. What on earth does that mean? How can you have din if din is not on the past? What does that mean? Rab Nosson and Rab Aaron learn Pshat. They don't. One of them quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, but it's clear that this is what it means. Avada. There are two shlavim in tshuva, and this is the ikar of what Rosh Hashanah is about. On Rosh Hashanah, as the Medrash says, "Va'am nivro yehalel ka, va'asisem leksiv, va'vikrabtem leksiv elav va'asisem." Says the Rabbeinu Shleilam, "I recreate you." I make you a Bria Chadosha on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbeinu Shalom recreates us on Rosh Hashanah. On the basis of what? On the basis of our designation of this teshuva, this instantaneous teshuva, the Shlav Aleph of teshuva, to be Kaveya. Who are you? And it's disconnected from the past. Avada, we have to deal with the past. That's in Perek Beis. We're going to have to do that partly on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and certainly on Yom HaKippurim. Kapora on the Avar is only Biyad the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And he lovingly cleanses us and wipes us clean on Yom HaKippurim. And that needs Vidui, and that needs Aziva Zachet, and that needs Kabbalah Labba. And that's not easy. But what the Chafetz Chaim was saying was that it is possible to change your designation, to change who you are, to get the Shein Tzaddik in an instant. That is the chiyuv, and that is the opportunity of tshuva on Rosh Hashanah.
If you think about it, it's a chat in the Moshe Rabbi Nia. Same.